Jean Parsons taught ceramics and sculpture at Interlaken for more than 35 years. She passed away in 2000, but a former student is making sure she isn't forgotten.
What I really thought needed to happen was Jean's face and her story needed to be present here.
From Interlaken Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Most people who knew Jean Parsons will tell you she was tough. She expected a lot from her students. Jean never married and didn't have any children, so she spent her days pouring into her art and investing in her students.
My name is Robin Crocker, and I am an artist, a sculptor, and a presentation designer.
The first time Robin met Jean was in the late 1970s. She says Jean was leaning up against a wall with her arms crossed against her chest, wearing those 1950s cat-eye glasses. It was a daunting appearance for a high school student.
You know, you just looked at her and thought, she's going to be demanding. And I thought, that's who I need to study with because I'm going to learn something from that woman.
Robin says even in college, she never again experienced that type of rigorous training. When Jean Parsons died in 2000, she left behind her home and 86 acres of wooded property in Lake Ann. It's now owned by Eastern Michigan University and is used as an artist's residency. Jean's workshop is still there, and it looks like it's been untouched. Her kiln is there, there's unfinished ceramics on shelves, even a few paintings. Robin Crocker learned from a blog post that a bunch of Jean's personal items were also still inside one of the closets in Jean's house. And then her wheels started turning.
My husband and I then came to Michigan from Bristol for my family reunion last summer, and I requested a visit to the center. The woman who cares for the facility was kind enough to give me a tour, and when we arrived at this closet, I said, I have a hidden agenda here. I really would love to see something happen to these pieces. And she smiled and said, you need to apply for the winter residency and do that. So this is the cache of photographs that I found. And let's see, this one in the upper right is an image that Jean had framed. So I tried to sort of mimic that frame with this one.
Robin Crocker has spent the last 3 months as the artist in residence at the Parsons Center. She's created three different exhibitions celebrating the life of Jean Parsons as an individual, an artist, and an educator. Since much of Jean's finished work was sold after her death, the exhibitions are mainly photographs, photos of Jean growing up, photos of her work, and banners showing the timeline of her career.
This was what?
I shot this as a 16-year-old. This is looking down the street at the art building and Jean's truck, because Jean was always there.
Another reason Robin was inspired to remember Jean is because she thinks the visual arts and crafts, like ceramics and sculpture, often don't get the recognition that other art forms get.
I often was kind of offended when musician friends of mine would say, oh, I wish I had time to take a pottery class. And it was so offensive because I thought, oh, I wish I had time to go sit down and just play the violin for a couple hours. But the rigor of my study is just as complex and demanding as yours. And I'm also learning these basic principles of art that are not something you learn by just playing in pottery for an afternoon. I wanted Jean to greet you when you came into the dining hall. So this plaque is Jean, as most of us remembered her.
While searching through Jean's belongings, Robin came across a handwritten note. It says, "Compromise reduces the boldness of an idea." Robin feels like we're living in a time when ideas and intellect are being dismissed, but she says those are the most important things we have.
Our ability to recognize the qualities in life and to celebrate them and express them and enjoy them, and if we don't have that, we are not much.
There's an opening reception for Robin Crocker's exhibit of Jean Parsons' life and work this Saturday in Lake Ann. It runs from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. More details online at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you.